Well, everybody, this is Chantel, and Chantel, this is everybody. Amen. All right, guys, everybody just say hello to her, please.
Hello.
You know that it's a very, very daunting task to stand in front here and talk to so many people. Amen. But you're all right, eh?
I'm fine.
That noise I'm hearing is not your knees knocking, is it?
No, it's the heartbeat.
It's the heartbeat. All right, I was close, wasn't I? All right, ladies and gentlemen, I've asked her whether she would be willing to share some of her personal testimony that I have heard so far. Because God has done something awesome and wonderful in her life. And you know what? It's only fair that we share what God is doing in our midst with other people so that they could share in the blessing, share in the joy, and also get excited about what God is doing. Are you excited about what God is doing?
Yes.
Well, bless God. So Chantel, I would like to just quickly start off by asking you, you've been coming here for roughly how long now?
About 6 months.
Okay. I just need to loosen this thing here and use it. You've been coming for 6 months. When you first came here, give us some of the thoughts that you had when you came here originally and you saw us pray for people and the type of stuff that started happening when we prayed for people.
I didn't feel I belonged here, and I thought it was really weird.
All right. She didn't feel that she belonged here, and she thought it was really weird. Now, I've got something interesting to say to that. You know what? Whose kingdom is the most important thing in this world? The kingdom of God. Now, I don't know what you feel about it, but to me, the kingdom of God is a very weird place. Amen? Because the kingdom of God is a supernatural place. It's a place where men can walk on water. It's a place where the dead can rise. It's a place where demons come out with the word. It's a place where cancer has to bow to Jesus Christ. It's a place where you touch the hem of a man and you get healed. Now, if that isn't weird, I don't know what weird is. And just to go very high on the weirdometer, it's a place where you can spit on the ground and take the mud and put it on somebody's eyes and say, be healed. Is that weird or what?
Yes.
So you know what? She wasn't that far off when she thought to herself, this is weird stuff. What God was really doing is confirming in her spirit that this is the place for you to be. Amen?
Amen.
So Chantel, what do you have to say to that?
No, I understand that now.
You understand that now. Okay, this might be a bit of a strange question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. When you came here, before you actually came for prayer, because it took you a while to get the guts and the courage to come for prayer, was there ever a time when you felt a strong urge not to be here? When it was like something was telling you, get out of here, you mustn't be here?
Actually, yes. Every now and again, I'd feel sitting here listening to what you were saying that I'm not supposed to be here. I'm all of that and I shouldn't be here.
Oh, so what she's really saying is the devil tried very hard to get her away from you. You know what? Satan is afraid of what God wants to do in your life. And if he can keep you from receiving what God wants to give you, he will do that. And he will use every trick in the book to keep people from receiving what God has for them. Now, let's get to the crux of the matter. One night, by the grace of God, you plucked up the courage, or somebody forced you, whichever came first, and you actually came forward for prayer.
That's great, yes.
Right, now, I would like you to just share with them what happened that night when we prayed for you.
Well, even just standing waiting to be prayed for, I cried and I cried and I cried. Something was trying to get me to go, and something was making me stay. I remember falling over and shaking profusely, and a funny feeling in my stomach, and then I felt peace, complete peace.
And then you felt peace. All right, I think what might be pertinent at this point in time is maybe you want to share with the people what the purpose was for actually coming forward to be prayed for. What was going on in your life that you needed prayer?
I came up for prayer for being diagnosed with bipolar and epilepsy and anxiety and all that comes with that.
Oh, so what she's really telling us is that she really, really needed God. Amen? Because who's the only one that can deal with all of that stuff?
Lord.
Well, you know what? The Bible doesn't lie when it says God makes a way where there seems to be no way. Now, here's the big question. After we prayed for you, all right, maybe I can just share a little bit quickly. That night when she came forward, I don't remember exactly everything that happened because in any given night, yeah, we prayed for maybe 20, 30 people. But I do remember it was right there in front of where you are sitting. I remember I prayed for her, and when we started praying, her whole body began to shake. And she started shaking uncontrollably. And at some stage, she couldn't stand anymore and she fell down. And her body was like contorting and writhing and doing all sorts of funny stuff on the floor. And I knew that God's power is touching her. And you know what? God was doing something right at the very core. And a whole bunch of devil stuff that the devil was doing in her life was getting sorted out, which is always something to get excited about. Amen. Now, what changed after you were prayed for?
Absolutely everything. I stopped taking my medication for all of that. I haven't been on it since, and I'm pregnant and happy.
This is where you clap hands, eh? All right. Would I be correct in saying that I remember you suffered from panic attacks, anxiety, probably a lot of negativity, despondency, dejection, depression, and bipolar, and all of that type of stuff. Is Sean, right? Sean. Yeah. You have to live with her, don't you? What would you say? The before and the after, which one do you prefer? The after. Amen. I want you all to just put your hands together and give the Lord a wonderful big hand. Amen.